connection. We're going to talk to by the name of Jeff Dowder, who is involved right now in a situation with regard to his parents, and probably something that some people have discovered in their lives the hard way. Some of us discover it the easy way. Your parents have a will that you've become aware of, Mr. Dowder?
Yeah, my father, who worked for 20 years in the oil and gas business, used to work for ARCO for a while and worked also wildcatting wells, has a will which essentially, says where his money's going to go. It delineates where his money's going to go. And one of the things I think I need to make your listeners aware of, if you are the child of a person, a parent, who is beginning to reach that point in their life where they're going to be deciding where their money's going to go after they die, I think it's important not only, we talk about parents protecting themselves and making sure that they have a will, but it's also important for the kid to understand what their rights is and also to protect themselves. And that's really essentially what I need to say to your audience tonight, Mr. Henry, is that if you are the child of parents who are beginning to organize their affairs and putting them into black and white in a written will, you need to make sure that you're going to certainly avail yourself of what is your birthright, and that is any monetary or property value that might come of that.
Now, how old are your parents?
I'm 31 years old. My father is reaching retirement now, 65. My mother's 63.
Okay, and they are just now putting their will together?
They're right now. This is a redraft of a will that was originally written 25 years ago. And it's essentially a will which dictates where the original will was different from this one in that there were percentages for me, which is I'm their only son, and percentages where the rest of their property would go. As I understand it now, they have essentially cut me out of their entire will with the exception of a trust of $30,000 for my further education. Now, the will's been redrafted. And
how much do you know how much money we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about $1.5 million.
Wow, in cash?
Cash and property. I don't know if it's that much comparatively speaking, but I think that it's a sizable amount of money. It's not a sizable amount of money if it was something that was going to be divided among a group of children, but I'm their only child. And as such, it's my belief this is my birthright, and that's my understanding from the advice that I've gotten.
All right, so we're talking about $1.5 million in cash and, I want to say cash and prizes, cash and property, right?
Right.
And you get how much?
They have redrafted it, whereby I get $30,000 in a trust toward my education.
So you don't get the money?
I don't get the money unless I go back to school.
Now, what do you find? I realize that. How much do you know what you were cut in for before this?
Yeah, I mean, it was all going to me. It was essentially...
All $1.5 million, huh?
Well, whatever the property, whatever the value was, whatever the assets was after taxes was going to go to me. Now, something that I think your audience also needs to be aware of is, if your lifestyle change, or if you are the kind of person who is, maybe doing some things your parents would think you should do, that I don't think cuts you out of the will. Now, I'm a musician, and as such, I'm an artist, and I have devoted most of my life to the pursuit of music and the pursuit of my art. And I have told my parents of what my dreams was, and I have told them of how I wanted to pursue my life and career. So they know what I'm about and what I'm all about. They know where I'm at. And
okay, are you a musician?
I'm a musician, yeah. I have a five-piece band called Dark Horse. We've done a lot of gigs. I have talked to my father about the band. I've talked to my father about my hopes of the band.
Are you sure you're not just some guy who's gigging around? What is the problem that your dad has with you? Let me just ask you that.
He's not approving of my lifestyle. He's also not approving of what I consider to be my lifestyle as an artist. I don't think that, although I am not a drug abuser, I've never had no drug problem. I do smoke what I call the bud or the owl or marijuana. Did not approve of that neither. But I've never been arrested. I've never been in no drug rehab. I've constantly worked at my craft. Now,
okay, so you have a father, and Mr. Dowder, who does not want you to be involved in the life that you're involved in. He'd rather you go back to school and re-educate yourself, and he's giving you $30,000 towards your re-education. Is that not his right?
I don't believe so, no.
Why?
Because as his only son, I have a birthright. Now, my understanding is that most of this money is going to be going to the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy, which I think is totally, totally bogus insofar as, I'm his son, I'm entitled to certain things as his son, as part of the Dowder bloodline, and he's going to give over $1 million to the Santa Monica Mountain Conservancy because my parents, was into that. That's completely wrong, and it's completely wrong.
Well, if you're a musician, have you made money as a musician?
It's completely bogus, and I've been totally, I believe I've been tooled in a most monstrous manner.
What was the word you used? I'm sorry.
Tooled. I mean, I think I've been screwed in a very bad way. And if my parents feel that my musicianship is wrong, that's one thing, but they should support me in my dream. That's my dream. And to be tooled in such a manner by your father is very bogus, very embarrassing to be spread and tooled. You know, I'm trying to say, man, it's wrong.
Okay, this is tough. What do you have a band? You have a band called Dark Horse.
Yeah, I told you I got a band called Dark Horse.
All right, well, are you guys recording? Are you making money? I'm trying to decide whether you're making a living at this.
No, man. We are this close to one of the most monstrous record deals that I've not ever seen. We are very close. I've spoken to representatives of PolyGram. I've spoken to representatives of Mercury Records. They love the demo. There are a few things they want to rework in it. I told my father that. I played him the demo tape. We are very close to hitting something very monstrous. And I think my father should show faith and should show support of me and the things what I want to do with this. And that is to give me my due as the Dowder bloodline and give me my money.
Okay.
Give me my money in the will, rather than be tooled by your own father, which I find horrific and bogus.
Okay, sir, this is what I wanted to ask you about. This idea that if your dad has money and he's putting it into a will, should he just give it to you? Now, you say that you're working as a musician. He obviously doesn't approve of your lifestyle.
I don't think that's up for him to decide, though.
No, he may not. It may not be, but it is his money, and you are not working gainfully. Apparently, you're saying that you're not making a... Are you making a gainful living as a musician?
As I've said to you before, Mr. Henry, we do have record deals working. And
okay, your dad doesn't believe it. He's given you $30,000 for your education. You want it all, is that it?
I want what is rightfully mine, which I feel is at least 50% of it.
Of $1.5 million estate.
Of $1.5 million estate, right. And I think your listeners need to understand, when you are the only child of parents who may have some money to leave, you have to make sure that you are part and parcel of that will-making process. Otherwise, you're tooled horrifically, and you will not see what is your due. And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, sir, will you hang on for me?
Yes, sir.
Jeff Dowder, musician. His parents apparently have cut him out of a will that he was a big part of at one point. They out of $1.5 million estate, they're leaving him $30,000 for his education. He finds fault with that. He feels that his parents don't like his lifestyle as a musician. He feels that he is pursuing that, a career as a musician, that he has prospects, and that his parents are cutting him out of what is his birthright. If you have any comments on that, especially any attorneys or anyone that has dealt with the will-making process, or anybody that's ever been cut out of a will themselves, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County.
I just feel I've been notoriously tooled.
All right. I appreciate that, but I need to take a break, and we'll get back to your call. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. It's Phil Hendry's show here on KFI AM.
Mr. Hey, you made up that.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry's show on 1-800-521-KFI. What am I saying? Phil Hendry's show on KFI, 1-800-521-KFI. Hey, John, you're a...
Spooge demon.
And 521-KFI in L.A. County. Let me talk to this gentleman on the line, Jeff Dowder, whose parents, with $1.5 million worth of assets, have essentially cut him out of the will, not entirely, though, Mr. Dowder, correct?
Well, they're leaving with $30,000, which my father wanted me to put in education, but I'm an artist right now working on a demo tape, which I felt if my father had faith in me. This is all about my father not having faith in me and putting me through monstrosity toolings on a regular basis. And my father... who should support me. We've got a monstrous demo, the monstrosity of our career that is yet to be unleashed. I think he should support, as opposed to putting me through a vicious, voracious, and thorough tooling, which has been going on now for the last year. And I think it's wrong, and I think your listeners even made aware of it.
Okay, let me go to Ventura on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
You know what, buddy? You have really... You need to look back and see what the hell your father has done for you instead of walking around with your hand out.
My father, what do you... My
he does not owe you a dime one.
No.
If anything, you should be thinking about taking a bet. I'm not an only child. I'm one of three.
I am the only child. Well, and as such, it's my birthright to be a part of my father's estate.
That's baloney. Your father doesn't owe you anything. He took... How old are you?
I'm 31.
31, you can take care of yourself.
I am taking care of myself. Right now I'm working on a career. We do have... I'm a musician. And we have a monstrous demo that is very, very close to being, to having an album signed.
Well, you know what? I think that's great, and I'm sorry that your dad...
Did you play the demo for your father? I mean, is your father aware of your work?
My father does not approve because my father doesn't get with what the modern music is. He's like a lot of parents, man. He's not down with what's going on in the society.
Well, you know what? I work in the legal field. I am a trustee of my grandmother's estate, which is twice of what you say your parents are.
Right. My father's estate's big. I'm just saying
Listen, I have a brother and a sister and myself. They're just as greedy as you, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm not gonna try to take care of her with her money, because that's exactly what it is. It's her money, not mine.
But the reason why you're being nice to her is so you can have a little of the sweet stuff on the other end.
It's not. I am a decent person. I don't care about what I get from her, and I hope I don't get a dime.
For the trip to Hawaii, just like we all are, okay?
I've never taken a trip to Hawaii because I take care of her.
But the reason why you're being nice to her is so you can get a taste.
No, I don't need a taste because I wasn't brought up that way.
Well, ma'am, it's your word against mine, I guess. But
well, why don't we talk about you? We're not talking about this lady.
My father has tooled me, okay?
No, your father took care of you, and you're 31, and it's about time you stand on your own two feet.
I get mine.
You don't get yours. Obviously, they smartened up and they cut you out.
Yeah, let me ask a question here. Is there anything to this notion, if you're a single, if you're the only child, that a son has a certain birthright to his father's earnings?
I really believe it, man. They brought me into the world, man.
Yeah, well, they did too.
It wasn't my choice to be born. They brought me into the world. I didn't ask to be brought down here. So they owe me big time, and the only thing so far they've paid off on is a vicious tooling, which I feel is wrong in terms of what I'm going to want to be.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County, San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yes.
I just wanted to say to this guy, you know what? You're saying your parents brought you into this world. You know, you're a 31-year-old man, but you're not acting like a man. You're still a baby, obviously, because you're...
No, you got to protect your rights.
You know what?
That's what a man does.
No, you're not a man. If you were a man, you will have a 9-to-5 job. You will work hard instead of being this garage band of yours. I mean,
I'm in a garage band, man. I played gigs. I played paying gigs, man.
You know what?
At a lot of clubs.
Oh, come
bars.
On now.
Where are you playing right now?
Do you play some small little dive bar in Santa Monica?
No, man. I'm playing up and down the beach towns, Redondo, Hermosa.
The beach towns. Okay. Well, that's really ambitious. But you know what, though?
Hey, man, I played
your dad
resort.
Sees you as a loser.
I played Peace
You're like a pothead
resort.
Loser. I mean, you're like uneducated, obviously, by
How
the way
do
you
know?
Talk.
Why do you think I'm uneducated?
Listen to your speech. I mean, you can't even put a sentence together. And you expect your father to hand you $1 million?
I played Pete's Last Resort.
That's impressive.
About?
Huh?
Places to bomb.
But you know what? How do you expect your father, who obviously has worked hard for his money, to give it to a knucklehead like you?
Hey. First of all, you don't know how hard my father worked for his money. Okay?
Well, obviously, he worked very
Second
hard.
Of all, doesn't make, no, man, you could steal $1.5 million, man. Second of all...
Well, wait a minute. What is the kind of thing is that to say about your father?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Don't start, you know, building up my old man. The money's there. He's a...
Why, I mean...
Why is you
have never worked a day in your life. Your dad is the one to hand... Even if your dad did steal it, he worked hard at stealing it and getting away with it.
Hey,
and now you just want to hand it over to you?
Is he giving it to the Santa Monica...
To blow it away on some pot, on some marijuana?
He's giving it to tree huggers?
And then buy a tour bus and go up and down
he's
the beach playing your little five-piece band trying to... You think you're going to get a record deal?
Jeff Dowder, just don't get along.
Oh, man. You know what? You need to grow up. You're 31 years old. You know what? You know what? Before you know it, you're going to be 50. You're going to be on Redondo hanging out on the beach, drinking a 40, being an old man.
Dude, you can spread for the tool, not me, okay?
You know what, mister? Hey,
mine, okay?
You know what? I'm 25 years old, and I've been working since I was 16. And you know what? I work hard for my money. And you know what? I'm not going to give it to some fool who plays a garage
man,
band.
I don't doubt that you work hard on your paper route, okay?
My paper route? You know what? If I have a paper route and I don't play my guitar in the garage.
You're getting tooled by the man.
By the man. You know, you're not a man.
Jeez.
You're not
right.
A man. You're a little
say
girl.
No to
you're
the
a
man.
Little cross-eyed girl who
no
thinks you
man.
You know what? You probably play the accordion.
Okay, what we're talking about here, I think, is that you need to, at 31, say, you know what? He's got his money. I'm going to get mine.
No, man. I'm not going
to
sit back.
You need to grow up.
A million and a half goes to the Santa Monica Mountain Conservancy.
You know what? At least that money is going to something
that,
good
man.
And useful. You're not useful.
Oh, crap,
you're not
man.
A useful human being
tree huggers,
in the state of California.
I want to hear some of this demo. Do you have it?
I've got some charts I can play, yeah.
Some
so
charts.
We can...
Yeah, you go ahead and laugh about it, man, and make sure the paper
you know what,
hits the
Steve?
Door tomorrow
okay.
morning, okay?
Make
sure my paper's on my driveway tomorrow morning, man.
Oh,
hey, all you have is a garage door opener to your dad's
hey, dude,
estate.
Try not to blow out
what, do you live above the garage? You live above the garage, I bet, huh?
I don't live no garage.
And you probably drive
okay,
your dad's
okay, all right, okay, great. Both of you guys. Put a sock in it. Got to take a big break here. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. What we're arguing about here is this guy, a young man, 31 years of age, who knows that his parents have $1.5 million in a will that they are not leaving to him. And he feels it's his birthright as an only child. What do you think? If you were the only kid in the family and your parents had a lot of money, they brought you into the world. They promised you a good life. Don't you think you're entitled to some of that? 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Let's go to Terry Ray Elmer in the KFI News Center.
Thanks, Phil. KFI News time is...
I'm sorry, you did what? Spooge Demon. Spooge Demon.
You freaked out because I cut your talk?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know where your hands have been.
What the hell do you think you are? What did you just say? Okay, place your cat with a fork.
I'm saying it as a black man.
Okay, place your cat with a fork.
Shut up! God! 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Hendry's show. We have Jeff Dowder on the line with us, whose father has essentially cut him out of $1.5 million will, although you say your father has given you $30,000 towards your education. It's obvious that your father wants to see you get educated and not pursue the musical career.
Yeah, it's obvious. A lot of people want to see a lot of things done for you, but that's not the dream what I have. And the dream what I have is to make our band Dark Horse, which is going to be appearing at Pooh Bah's in Hermosa Beach, by the way, this weekend, to be with the record label. And if my father wants to, you know, provide a very uncool tooling of his own son, man, think about that. His own son, that's not cool.
Can you give us an example of some of your music? Do you have the demo?
I do not have the demo. I mean, I can play. I can give you examples.
What am I trying to say? What instrument do you play?
I'm the drummer.
You're the drummer?
Yeah. I can give you some examples of the drums, of the different... I've got one goal in life. We really want to play the troubadour, and that would be so awesome. But also, we'd also like to play the Roxy, too. Doug Weston's troubadour, though, is a dream that I've always had. And also the country club in Reseda would be awesome. Be awesome. But right now, we're just doing what we can do.
But I want to hear some of the music that you say your father does not approve of and that he is not going to provide your musical career for. Let's go to Chino Hills on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. I want to know why he thinks his dad owes him this money.
Because I'm his only son, and I think it's my birthright, essentially.
Yeah, but how many people are the only son and don't get anything?
I don't know how other people do it, but I...
I mean, you know how many people would love to have $30,000 just to go to school?
Hey,
I mean, why can't
people.
You just be grateful for
I'm
it?
Not other people. I do my own thing. I got bills. I got one credit card that is right now, they're threatening to shut it down.
Oh, no. Poor guy. Only has one credit card. I feel so bad.
No, I said I got one credit card that they're going to shut down.
Well, then...
Okay?
So work and pay the bills.
I'm working. But if your father had $1.5 million and he cut you out of the will, you'd be screaming like somebody tooled you from behind.
You know
Don't
what?
Tell me that you
I'd
wouldn't.
Just be grateful for whatever he gave me. He gave me life, and that's enough for me.
Such a lie, Mr. Henry, when I hear people say that.
Why does it sound like a lie?
Because everybody knows if your old man had $1.5 million, you'd want to put your hooks into it. Don't tell me what that you wouldn't.
Maybe not everybody's a spoiled.
Hey, have you got, thanks for your call. Have you got some charts there?
Yeah. Dark Horse, first of all, Phil, I want to tell you, Dark Horse is a five-piece band. We do sort of, we do a texture of grunge, but we also sort of taken a classic rock approach to grunge. I think our sound is very distinct and unique, and there's different textures that we go for. So it's very avant-garde is what I'm trying to say.
And you are looking at a record deal right now.
We are looking at a record deal.
Well, can you just give us a taste?
I can do it right here. This is a song that I think is a cover from our first album that's coming out. And
Now, the album's not signed yet, right?
No, but this is part of the demo tape, okay?
All right, what's this called?
This is a cover of a song which I think has affected a great many of us here in the Southern California portion of the state. Jim Morrison was an outstanding musician. A little thing called L.A. Woman, and we're going to be doing it on our new album, Dark Horse Part 1. Here it is, L.A. Woman. 1, 2, 3. L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman. Well, I bit a little girl about an hour ago. Took a look around me, which way the wind blows. Met a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow. She was hungry for the city of life. Not an Oreo. L.A. woman, Pasadena woman, Costa Mesa woman, Downey woman, yeah, Hawaiian Gardens woman. One of the things we do in our... Man.
Tired, huh?
Yeah. Let me catch my breath, Phil.
Now, that was L.A. Woman by that's the Doors song, right?
That's right. One of the things we do in our live show is we incorporate all of the suburbs of L.A. into it. And I think it's very unique. We'll go, L.A. Woman, do-do-do-do-do, Hawaiian Gardens Woman, do-do-do-do-do, Long Beach Woman. And we'll just go down a laundry list. You know, it depends on where we're playing. if we're playing in Redondo Beach. Redondo Beach, woman. Dude, the crowds love it, man. Northridge, woman, or whatever. And the crowds dig it. It's part and parcel of what Dark Horse is about and am about. We play, you know, to please the audience. And we do a little thing, you know, when we play Rancho Santa Margarita, it screws up the lyrics, but we'll do, you know, Rancho Santa Margarita Woman, Rancho Santa Margarita Woman, boo-boo. You know, and it's just the texture of it, man. I think what you have to understand is very avant-garde. There's an awful lot of jazz influence in what we do. And it's just, it's something that's very, very important to us.
All right, I got to tell you, I don't understand your music 100%, but I don't doubt that that you may have some record company interest. It is very avant-garde.
Very, yeah, there's no doubt, man. We're not for everybody, man, but I think we've got something very, very special.
Now, let's go to Mission Viejo on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, first of all, I was kind of curious. Did you ever finish high school?
I'm sorry, what your question was?
I said, did you ever finish high school?
At that particular time, I was involved with my band.
So the answer was no.
Well, high school is not going to do anything for you anyway.
Well,
you know,
it'll at least allow you to speak proper English, which you cannot do now.
I'm a musician, okay? I'm not about, you know, giving no speech or nothing like that.
But you know, if you're going to become a musician and you're going to make money, you're going to go out there, do concerts,
right.
Interviews. You
right.
need to learn how to speak proper English because
right.
you've got a lot of children that will look up to you.
So in other words, James Brown speaks proper English. I don't think so, man.
Well, then why don't we turn the times around and then... 90s and try to speak proper English.
Well, I'd rather not. What are you, a history teacher or something?
No, I'm not a history teacher. I'm a young professional.
I'm a creator. I'm a type B personality. And my whole trip is being creative as opposed to, you know, bumming on crap like that.
And what do you mean type B personality?
That's a person who isn't hard, you know, driven real hard.
Well, all right. I'm driven for real hard.
Okay, ma'am, thanks for your call. Here is Mission Viejo on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this guy, and I'm really appalled at this. My father died 10 years ago.
What did he leave you?
He left me nothing. He left my three sisters.
Well, what kind of a tooling was that?
He didn't tool me.
He died how long ago?
10 years ago.
And he didn't leave you nothing?
No, why should he? I did not leave.
Because you were his chillins. And you were to be the ones what would get his money, man.
Guess who got the money?
Who?
My only brother.
What a load of crap, man.
No, you're just saying right now that you're the only son and you should get all the money.
I'm saying
and my brother got all the money,
lady,
and now...
I'm the only kid. You ought to listen to what the person on the radio am saying.
I did.
I'm the only kid.
You should use the $30,000 that your father left you for your education because you desperately need it.
You cannot even carry
on a sentence with the proper sentence construction.
What, you got a bunch of school moms calling in tonight, man?
No, but I did put myself through college myself. I didn't wait for mommy and daddy to pay for it. I bought my own car.
What
do you do? I mean, you're 31 years old. Good God, get a life.
You wear Mother Goose shoes, too?
God. You know, it's like, get a life, guy.
Get your mother hat off and talk directly to me, man.
Jeez.
I'm talking about...
My daddy tooled me. My daddy's tooling me. My daddy's tooling me.
Dad tooled you, man, and you smiled while the tooling got good.
No, I didn't care, because guess what? I had an extremely successful career. I didn't need his money. I don't need his money.
What?
I don't need his money. I didn't need his money. And I did not live for my father to die. I lived because I wanted him to live.
About what?
Because he died made me more sad. I wouldn't give up anything to have him back.
What do you mean?
I would give up anything that I own to have my father back on this earth again.
About what?
About what?
What are you talking about?
About my father dying to give me money. It has nothing to do with life.
Yeah.
You're saying that your father's mere existence is to give you money.
What?
You're 31 years old.
Yeah, but what
are you
going
to give your kids? You don't even have a pot to piss in, as they would say.
What do you mean?
And you couldn't even father a child and leave them even as a handkerchief, for
about
God's
what?
Sake.
About what?
About what?
What are you talking about?
About you feeling that you should be given $1.5 million by your father.
What? What is she saying? Hello?
Hello?
What do you mean?
We are on the radio discussing
you not getting the money from your father.
And?
And you think it's just like the world's biggest crime that you're 31 years old and your dad is only leaving you $30,000 to give you an education, which he obviously is using common sense with, because you haven't got two brains to knock together. You haven't used more than 7 different words. You've used tool at least 40 times.
When?
You know, you've describe your band for us again.
What?
The description of your band that you have.
What about it?
That was hysterical, and you playing that cockamamie thing. Are you drugged out this evening or
something? What are you talking about, man? That's going to be on my demo, man.
Oh, man. Oh,
play that again.
This is like so far out.
Are you saying
that? This is so like on the edge. I'm just like so bitchin' cool.
You know, you really need to be a better person than be talking bad to me.
You're talking bad about your father who raised you and tried to give you a decent life.
All right, now hold the line. Were you going to play that again?
Lady, are you talking...
Play that mist of crap again? That is the most horrendous stuff I've ever heard in my life.
L.A. Wolf.
This has got to be like, this is like a Mad TV
like
segment.
That, I'll see you right now, man.
You are like the guy from the UPS guy on a Mad TV. This cannot be real. You cannot be real.
Mad TV rips off my material all the time. But listen, okay? listen to me, man. Oh, they do. They all listen.
Yeah, the girl in the van come definitely steals your stuff.
You. Okay, listen, I got to take a break, all right? Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-521-CAMP. You guys, Matt TV, listen to this show?
Yeah, well, can't you tell how bad their TV show is?
Right. Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521-KFI, LA County. Phil Hendry's show. Here's Alan LaGreen.
I want to give another example, Phil.
Okay, we do have to take a break, though.
But this is an example of what's on our new demo. It is a cover of a great Santana track called Oye Como Va. 1, 2, 3, Oye Como Va. Baby, you are very hot. Baby, you are really... And so what we do, Phil, is the texture there is, you know, we give it some English, you know, and, oye, como va? Fajita, you are my chiquita. Ooh, fajita. You know, it's very sexy. It's got a very sexy texture.
Okay, let me go to...
What?
No, it's great. Let me go to Hollywood on KFIAM 640. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to get straight to the point. This guy says he's a drummer. He doesn't even sound like
a
musician.
I'm the drummer for the band Dark Horse. We're playing at Pooh Bah.
Right, but you don't know how to play. It sounds like you're discommunicated. You can't even play with two hands, let alone with your feet. You sound like you're playing with your feet with some twigs. I mean,
you
give musicians a bad name, because any real musician that heard the way you play would be absolutely appalled and disgusted. You don't know how to play. What is that? How can that be a demo? Where are all the other musicians that are playing?
Hey,
you
baby,
said five
baby,
pieces, right?
Hey,
five-piece band.
Jazz influence. You don't understand.
What kind of influence? You don't have any individuality. You can't do anything yourself. You're getting other people's covers.
What is
jazz
influence about that?
Yourself?
I'm not a conformist. I do jazz.
You don't even know how to keep a beat. You don't even know how to play. You don't even know how to keep rhythm.
All right, hold on. What were you playing?
This is Oye Como Va. Listen, baby, you come from Australia, man. What do you know about American jazz?
What do you know about music? That's the thing. If you're so good, I've traveled the world. I'm here. I am traveling the world as a musician. You don't even know how to play a damn instrument. That's the problem.
Is you a musician?
Yes.
What band is you in?
I'm a professional singer. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can sing something for you right now.
Sing something, ma'am.
You want to sing something?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You want to drum to this?
I'm going to drum to you singing. Go ahead.
Okay. Go. I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally. And as far as I can see, you will always be there for me. You can't even play to that. You can't even keep rhythm to that. I don't need to show you how I can sing. I'm just saying, as a musician, you should be a proper musician. You should take the money and go to college and learn how to play an instrument.
I know one thing, my drumming's better than your singing.
Right, sure, that's why you've got yourself a deal,
okay.
I can see that.
I got a deal, if you got a recording
If you had a deal,
deal,
who's the deal you got a deal to? You don't have
Polygram,
a deal, you're faking it. You
Polygram,
can't even, you haven't even got a demo.
Hello.
You're just playing two little twigs together.
Down,
you'd be better off at a corroboree, because you can't even play.
Stick to singing, you talk too much.
You can't play jack. I would respect you if you could play a musical instrument, but you can't play that.
Hey, what deal have you got lined up?
Well, I don't have to say that over the radio, because that's not in my interest. We're talking about you here.
here. You said it's a five-piece band, so why don't you have five people playing on your demo? Why is it just you playing some little sticks together?
Fucking black.
See? You can't even keep a note. You can't even hold a key or nothing.
I'm bad.
That's a disgrace. And you know what? Your dad isn't even dead yet. Your dad ain't even dead yet. And you're talking about his money, about his will. That's really sad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
I'm Australian. We play more music than any other talk station. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.